It seems like your head has only touched the pillow when the sweet, gentle tone of the drill instructor announces that it's time to get up.
Get him up your ear! Get him up to your chin! Get him up to your chin! Take him up! Take him up! Get him up high! Get him up high!
You will get in there and make a 5-minute head call. You understand?
Yes, sir!
As soon as one squad finishes, the other squad will come out on the double and get back in front of your bunks. First squad, get in the head!
There is nothing like a few early morning exercises to brush the cobwebs out of your head.
Get down your backs!
People on the outside circle. Clap their hands. My kid. One. Two. 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 I can't hear you.
Two.
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 Three.
Three.
Two.
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 Marching and military manners and discipline are not all you'll learn.
I'm Tech Sergeant Thurman. You peep right here today for your third phase of bayonet training. Now remember one thing. On the bayonet course, we only teach the art of killing, and that's all. This blade will be used exactly as you were taught to use it. Now during this first hour, you will have individual bouts against each other. Now remember, you have to shuffle, keep your coordination, and you have to be phased. Keep your eyes on your opponent at all times. During the second hour, you will be 2-on-1, 3-on-2. If you can't take care of one man, you're going to have a heck of a time with 2 and 3. So remember, keep your speed, balance, and coordination down pat so that when you do get out there, you can win your bouts. Keep your eyes on your opponent at all times. Now Sergeant Hurdle will take over.
That's what I like to see, a little man get out here and do something. That's all it takes. It's not how big you are, it's how good and aggressive you are. All right, you two get out, give me 2 more. All right. You lose control of that weapon, son, you're long gone. All right, give me 2 more. All right. It drop down the pitchfork blow, and then you'll have your head knocked off. Boy, all you're doing is you had your head down swinging. Not doing a darn thing. All right, you two get out, give me 2 more. Come out here and use your head. When you see a man ducking, that's the time to get on him. If he's got his head down looking in the deck, you know good and well he can't see you. All right, come here! I like to see a couple Marines get out here, make some noise, and hit hard. Getting in there toe to toe, but by God, at least you was swinging and making some noise. That's what I want to see. You two get out, give me 2 more. That's what I like to see. Be good and aggressive, people. Get out here and swing that God blessed blade. Visualize you want to cut somebody's head right off his shoulders. All right, come here!
Any art of self-defense requires poise, confidence, and knowledge of fundamental rules. Every Marine is taught the ABCs of judo.
Good afternoon, I'm Sergeant Ferg. This is Sergeant Jones with the 2 judo instructors down here. We're going to give you a short resume and exactly what we teach the recruit. We start out with a very short lecture, about 5 or 6 minutes, on the history of judo itself. The first thing we must teach is how to protect your body. Before they can get out here and start throwing, we must have body protection. Now, if a man's going to grab you and he's going to throw you down, if he does throw you down and you do a somersault, you're in a very precarious condition. We teach them a rollout, and when we teach them to roll, what we want them to do is to come up and face their opponent as quickly as they possibly can. The first throw I'm going to use, it's called a spring hip throw, a spring hip. Now I'm going to use my leg as a coil. Watch how we'll uncoil. Now this one here, all I'm going to do is I'm going to throw with just the use of my hands. He's going to fall over my outstretched foot. Just by driving straight over, I break his balance, he can't come forward. He stops against my leg, and he continues over. Now this one,
I'll drive my leg on the inside of his thigh. It's called Lucci Mott. It's called an inside thigh throw. Inside. In. Spin. Right up and over.
What's your target?
In order to master your rifle, it is necessary to learn what makes it tick. There is a period of several weeks spent out on the rifle range, where you will snap in and then fire on the range. Every Marine strives to become a perfectionist with his rifle. Kentucky windage may be all right for mountaineers, but you will find your coach on the range has other ideas.
Are you ready on the right? Are you ready on the left?
While you have been firing with your platoon, another platoon has been behind the butts marking your targets. After firing, you must take your turn behind the butts. You will learn that Maggie's Drawers is only a red flag.
Shape now than you were when you came here 3 months ago. It'll be very few times, and this will be the first time in boot camp that I've talked to you people in a group this way. And if anyone has any questions...
Sir, why is the harassment so constant during the 3 months of boot camp?
For the simple reason you cannot let up on a recruit platoon because there's only four drill instructors to a platoon, and there's anywhere from 75 to 76 recruits. And if you once let up on them, they'll take the advantage of you. You've got to stay on them and harass them and put the pressure on them, because if you ever go into combat with the Marine Corps, the enemy is not going to let off, and he's going to keep pressure on you about three times as bad as you've had to put on you here.
Sir, when we come here, sir, I mean, we go out to PT every day, and we have our trousers on, sir, or sweatshirt on, sir. Well, we have to put that silly Mickey Mouse outfit on, sir.
You put that Mickey Mouse suit on because it was authorized by the Commandant of the Marine Corps for you to wear it. That's why it's put on,
sir,
there.
Is that harassment or something?
That's not harassment, no.
Yes, sir. Why is the religious aspect been so stressed in, say, the past 2 years, that going to church every Sunday and, being closer to God,
Well, now, there's always been a church on Parris Island as long as I've been here.
Sir, and the drill instructor ever worried about a big recruit jumping on him? I mean, sometimes we feel so like we want to kill a drill instructor just about, sir. Sometimes you get in the mood like that.
No, the drill instructor does not worry about that.
Sir, I notice drill instructors always keep on a man, but when he sees one, like one night I was sitting down on my locker box, had chills, and I didn't think there was too much wrong with me. Yet the drill instructor noticed and sent me to sick bay and found out I had tonsillitis, sir. That means they sort of watch out for you also, sir.
A drill instructor watches out for every man in this platoon, whether you people know it or not.
Sir, why is the main way of punishment squat jumps, sir? The other day I did about 300 of them, sir. I almost fell down from exhaustion, sir. Why? How comes that? Why that?
We use squat jumps for the simple reason that if you do enough of them and your legs hurt long enough, you'll quit messing up. All right, are there any more questions?
Sir, what will we have to know for graduation tomorrow?
For graduation tomorrow, you will go down to the Old Depot Chapel. Either the colonel or the general one will speak to the platoon and give you a talk on what you have accomplished since you've been in boot camp, why you have been harassed, why the drill instructors have stayed on you. You will be awarded your shooting medals. You people will be given a pat on the back and congratulated and tell why you've been pushed through boot camp and the training that down here has been so stiff and rough on you. Any more questions? All right, smoke lamps out. Put them out.
Aye, sir!
All out.
Aye, sir!
For those of you who are completing your training today, today for the first time in your lives, you have the capability of sharing in the responsibilities of defense of your country. And these are indeed serious responsibilities, and you should know this. Our interest in you goes far greater than whether you stay in the armed service or whether you get out at the end of your active duty period. Now, the Marine Corps for 182 years has had the same mission. The Marine Corps has been a force in readiness. And today, gentlemen, I'm talking about you, because hundreds of thousands of young men just like you have come into the Corps and served their country faithfully and well. And when I say the Marine Corps is a force in readiness, I mean that we have the capability today of moving in a matter of hours, not days or weeks, but hours. And if there comes a time for us to move any faster than that, we'll be able to do it. And we can do it because the Corps is made up of superbly trained, highly motivated, dedicated, self-confident Marines. And today, gentlemen, I'm talking about you. Gentlemen, in completing your training, I want to wish you the best of luck. I would say this one last thing to you. Don't ever conduct yourself in any way that would give anyone the impression that you're less than the best, because you are the very best. There are no better in any armed service in any country in the world than a United States Marine. And I congratulate you on completing your basic training. We look forward to serving with you again. Lots of good luck. Thank you very much.